Welcome to Labor Talks, a podcast by NJASAP and for NJASAP that shares important news and information that you consume on your schedule. Labor Talks will tackle vital topics like safety, contract administration, the labor management relationship, and how to navigate life as a NetJets pilot. And we will bring this information to you with the help of experienced union leaders, industry consultants, and subject matter experts. Whether you listen in your car, on the treadmill, or while working on tasks around your home, Labor Talks is a worthy investment of your time and attention. Join your fellow pilots and advocates as Labor Talks. Welcome to Labor Talks. I'm your host, Claire Carey, and with me today is NJASAP Secretary and Industry Affairs Committee Vice Chair, Captain Paul Flynn. Join us as we discuss the Political Action Committee, its purpose, and how it brings unionization to the forefront of American politics. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Claire.
Thanks for sitting down with me today. As I said, I'd like to talk about the PAC. Give me your spiel. Give me your pitch for the PAC.
Well, the PAC, as a lot of people would like to think, is a bit of a necessary evil. You know, all the collective groups in our industry, and of course, many others, all do have one, only for the fact that so much of our jobs is dependent upon rulemaking and legislation, and the way to impact legislation in favor of your objectives and goals and improvement in quality of life is to spend time in Washington, making relationships, having conversations, and making sure that your position and your goals are understood and heard.
So as we know, Washington is run on sunshine and rainbows, right?
Completely. Yes, yes.
So what is it that helps us down there?
Well, outside of sunshine and rainbows, this might come as a shock to many, money. It is the lever that essentially moves all things. I will step aside from a bit of the humor and say, though, but mostly the money is certainly what opens the doors, but the relationships that follow are generally what make the changes.
What is the benefit of contributing to our PAC?
Specifically to the NetJets pilot, as a unique 135 operator, we had to make introductions to kind of define exactly what it is we do, the markets we serve, and the amount of the breadth of which markets we cover. But in general, you know, it was to make sure that our side, the non-121 chapter of aviation, was understood and had an opportunity, you know, to speak up at the table when times changed in aviation.
What would you say are some of the biggest threats that we face and we have to address with our position in Washington?
Well, specifically to the job of an NJASAP pilot and business aviation as a whole, it's sadly misunderstood by the majority of the public, which isn't a knock on the general public as a whole, but it's very easy to hate on business jets and corporate jets, right? You know, they're viewed as something that rich and famous and celebrities utilize to globe hop. But specifically, it is a massive contributor to the business, the GDP of the United States, and the overall, you know, way the world turns as we know it. So in DC, again, to reiterate what I was saying, introducing those facts and showing legislators and decision makers the markets that we impact and the cascading effect of the people that we fly into and out of those markets on a regular basis and a daily basis is very important. And once they do understand that someone whose time is absolutely the essence, you know, board CEO level, et cetera, can visit multiple markets within, say, their industry or their business in a day, it's a massive value add to the whole of anybody's neighborhood.
What would you say the relationship is between PAC and safety?
Well, I mean, as with any business, efficiency is the number one goal. And sometimes that good intention of making sure that each dollar spent is spent as best possible, it can be stretched sometimes a bit too thin. And a good amount of our efforts in DC as it relates to, you know, our job is making sure that that intention of looking out for the company's health, well-being, and efficiency doesn't intrude upon the fact that people and machines help produce the product of that business. And both need maintenance, attention, and care. And sometimes, prevalently, maybe more now than ever, we are trying to put a spotlight on that fact that if you treat something well, maintain and take care of it, people, it will serve you well and serve you for a long time to come.
How can our members become a PAC member?
Well, that part's easy. But more importantly, before someone clicks on the form, which you can find either on our website or on the app, or if you want, we can send you a paper form. We want them to contribute with understanding, which I think is the fundamental reason we're talking today, that your future, however many years you have on the horizon, will benefit from that money spent. It is, well, a dollar well spent for you, just as much as we talked about money spent for any organization. I guess I will also footnote that with the fact that the reason the PAC is separate than your payroll dues deduction is that PAC money is very specifically monitored and has rules it must meet. And any of our efforts as it relates to our DC efforts must come from a PAC fund. It cannot be spent from our dues or any other cash source.
So I would assume, given your role as vice chair, that you yourself are a PAC member.
Absolutely.
What drew you to become a PAC member?
That's a good question. Part of me recognized the fact that, you know, think what you may of DC and how the government runs, but oddly enough, it works. I also know and saw some of the efforts made by our peers in the industry, in DC and others, that though lobbying sometimes might feel a bit, you know, sour on the tongue, but it does work. And if you're not, I'm going to steal Coley's quote, man, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And witnessing it firsthand, it is absolutely true. It really is.
Could you provide us with a notable accomplishment of our Government Affairs Committee that was made possible by PAC donations?
Certainly. Going back to the fact that 135 operators in general don't have, or traditionally don't have, a lot of voice down in DC, when we introduced our own Government Affairs Committee over 10 years ago, our intention was to make sure that people understood what NetJets was, what the NetJet pilot does. And one of the longest efforts we took and finally got across the line was an opportunity to get the FAA's attention as it relates to duty and rest. So much so that the NetJets Pilot Union, NJASAP, had a chair and a seat amidst industry interests at that rulemaking committee. Dovetailing from that, we also, knowing that that was not likely to be the only way to move our agenda forward as it related to duty and rest, we went full press on the last FAA reauthorization bill and brought forward some of the language from that ARC consensus document that was presently sitting at FAA, and we were able to capture some of that language in the reauthorization amidst other things. And to think the fact that the NetJets Pilot Group was able to influence FAA legislation is just a credit to all who do participate and contribute.
What would you say to someone who is on the fence about becoming a PAC member?
Well, thank you for sitting on the fence first. Again, I brought it back that this is your money and how you choose to spend it is a very personal choice. But I do, when I speak to the recurrent classes, make certain that they understand that the agenda and the goal of the Government Affairs Committee and our PAC is to advance the interest of NetJets pilots in our industry. So we aren't left, we aren't right, we aren't party-driven, we're issue-driven. And even though we might direct your money, your PAC funds, towards someone that may not be something of your favor, the only reason we do so is because that individual is on the right committee or carries the right influence to impact change on the issue that we are trying to address.
Politics sounds fun.
It really is the best of times.
Well, thanks, Paul, for sitting down with me today. And thank you for those joining us on today's edition of Labor Talks. If you're interested in learning more about the information presented in today's episode, please send an email requesting information to the committee chair, Captain Coley George, or our vice chair, Captain Paul Flynn. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you for joining us today on another episode of Labor Talks. If you haven't already done so, please follow NJASAP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJASAP. Show your support for the union with comments, likes, and shares. If you enjoyed this episode, encourage your fellow NJASAP members to tune in. And please share recommendations for future podcast episodes with us at podcast@njasap.com. Stay tuned for our next episode. And until then, this is Labor Talks, presented by NJASAP.